The following meditation consists of verses of scripture being read with breaks between. In the breaks, you're invited to reflect on the images that the text is offering you, to reflect on the thoughts and feelings that the images are bringing into the light, into your awareness. So the meditation will be an experience of listening, of reflecting, and seeing what arises for you. There is no need to analyze or judge the reflections. Simply stay present in the process as the text takes you on its journey. Let us begin. Start by finding a comfortable position in the room. It might be sitting. It might be lying down. As your body settles, take a moment to scan all your muscle groups. If you notice any points of tension, release those or notice them and then let them pass by. Letting your breathing settle. Breathing in slowly and breathing out. And so, as your breathing settles and your body is quiet, turn your attention now to your thoughts. You can think of these as picturing yourself standing on an escalator, and the thoughts traveling past you on the other side. You can see them. You can observe them. And you can see them pass by. And so, bringing your attention now to the area of your heart. Feel the beating there. Feel the warmth there. And remind yourself that this appearance of life in your body is exactly that. An appearance. And it's a gift that the Lord gives you as His life flows into your soul moment to moment. And that you are a vessel open to receiving His word, His divine human. by the rivers of Babylon. There we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hung our harps upon the willows in the midst of it. For there those who carried us away captive asked of us a song, and those who plundered us requested mirth, saying, "Sing us one of the songs of Zion." How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. If I do not remember you, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, against the sons of Edom, the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it to its very foundation. O daughter of Babylon, who are to be destroyed, happy the one who repays you as you have served us. Happy the one who takes and dashes your little ones against the rock. And now slowly bringing your focus back to your body in the room, to your presence here, to the sounds in the room and outside. And gently opening your eyes still in the knowledge that the images will be carried with you in your heart and will feed and nourish you perfectly.